life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. Tonight's episode, Hi-Q! Thanks for listening on today's show. Anthony has picked out the first 13 episodes of Hi-Q! for us to watch. And so, this is what it is all about, according to Crunchyroll. Based off of the original weekly Shonen Jump manga series from Haruichi Furudate, Hi-Q! is a slice-of-life sports anime revolving around Shoyo Hinata's love of volleyball. Inspired by a small-statured pro volleyball player, Hinata creates a volleyball team in his last year of middle school. Unfortunately, the team is matched against the king of the court, Tobio Kageyama's team, in their first tournament and inevitably lose. After the crushing defeat, Hinata vows to surpass Kageyama. After entering high school, there's a rogue capital letter there in the description, which made me think that was at the end of a sentence. Let me say that again. After the crushing defeat, Hinata vows to surpass Kageyama after entering high school. There was supposed to be a capital. This is really badly written, Crunchyroll.
I'm lost.
Oh. Yes. Let's start with this. After the crushing defeat, Hinata vows to surpass Kageyama. Full stop. After entering high school, Hinata enters the volleyball team, only to find that Tobio has also joined. Dun, dun, dun. And that's the setup for the show, and also the setup for the first two episodes. And it goes on from there. Surprisingly, or unsurprisingly, they stay on the team and learn to work together. And it's directed by Susumu Mitsunaka, who I know from Cuticle Detective Inaba. And it is written by screenwriter Taku Kishimoto, who I know from 91 Days.
Which I need to know about, because I hear I would like that.
You probably would, yes.
Yeah.
And the pair of them had worked on Bunny Drop together. I think Mitsunaka had done some episode directions, and Kishimoto was the main writer on it.
That's a like cute, sweet thing with the boy and
yes.
the little girl,
Surprise,
is it?
You've got to look after your dead grandfather's illegitimate daughter.
That's the one.
Yes.
I've actually read a little bit of that. And
character design is by Takahiro Kishida, who I know from Bakano, Durarara, Noine. He's working on the upcoming Welcome to the Ballroom. I'm guessing that's a post-Yuri on Ice thing.
Oh, that's going to be big.
Competitive ballroom dancing.
That's going to be big.
And yeah. Also, you know him, Anthony, as the guy who turned the Madoka Magica character designs into something which could be animated.
Oh, wow.
So he's not the original character designer on there.
Yeah.
But obviously the animation character designer. Pretty much
similar to the
other
stuff. Which
is all I care about. Yeah. Like he was on this, obviously. The character designs exist from the comic. And chief animation director is Takahiro Chiba. I forgot to note what he does. And then there's a huge cast who we can talk about as we get to them.
Oh, yes.
So, Anthony.
Yes.
This was your pick.
It was.
What brought you to Haikyuu?
Well, I needed something to cosplay. And I always quite liked the look of the Haikyuu jersey. And I thought, you know what, I could give a sports anime a watch. And I watched it, and then the same evening, I think I'd watched about 5 or 6 episodes off the belt. I was like, oh, God, this is actually really good. And I just kept going, basically. I just think it's such a Moorish show. Even like rewatching it again for this, I would just sit and watch them again. Well, obviously not again and again, but I would just watch them in quick succession. And I didn't end up wearing any costume of the jerseys. I dressed up as the guy who doesn't wear a jersey, the coach who comes in.
Oh, the
episode 8 or
yeah, oh, that guy. Yes, okay.
Yeah, well, he becomes the. Oh, spoilers! I probably shouldn't.
Well, we're going to be talking about the first 30 episodes, so warning if you've not watched it yet. You've had enough time. I mean, I had enough time, and I haven't watched it, so. But
and there's not big spoilers. It's not that kind of show.
No, it's a sports anime. You could. There's certain directions it's going to go.
Yeah. But it's super addictive and super fun. That's why I chose it, and I knew Brian hadn't seen it. And I was like,
that's not true. I watched the
first. Oh, had you not?
I watched the first episode when it first started. And I was like, this is fine, but I don't have any time to watch it. And I thought, excuse me, I was going to cough off mic for a second. I think the problem I had with it is, I'd say it doesn't really get going until about the third episode. Its charms are fully revealed with the third episode. The first episode is basically seeing these two guys as middle schoolers, screwing up as middle schoolers. And I think it's until the third episode when they're forced to play against the other new recruits that it really...
Yeah, I think it's getting a bit juicy.
But it really gets going.
I would agree.
Yeah, and so, yeah, so I was vaguely aware of it as being pretty successful. It was getting... It's on its third season now. It's just finished. It being a thing they could put in Weekly Shonen Jump, the US or English app version, but steadfastly refuse. You could read new chapters for free on the Viz site, to which point...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which is why I think, like, why don't you just stick it in the Weekly Shonen... The thing I'm paying for, along with Dragon Ball Super, please. Yeah, because I was waiting for the... I was impatiently waiting for the app to update, so I went to the Viz site this week, and I was like, oh, there's these things I could be, they could stick in the app, and they're not.
That people pay for.
The thing that people pay for, they give away for free.
Is there anything on the... But you would still... Even now that you know they do stuff for free, you wouldn't cancel your...
Oh, no, because...
Other stuff.
One Piece.
Well, of course.
Got to get my One Piece fix, and My Hero Academia, and Black Clover. But this would be a good addition.
It is good.
Certainly better than all the failed new startups that they keep on putting in, which you're like, don't get a fan of anything starting new in Weekly Shonen Jump, because it's a good chance it won't be there for long.
Thing is, where would they chuck it in from?
Oh, just jump in straight in like they did with Food Wars.
Because it's, I mean, yeah, perhaps.
Just do like some recap pages.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Throw you in the deep end.
Then again, would there be a lot to catch up on? Because they're only going to be beating teams and losing against teams.
Yeah.
And maybe winning tournaments, I don't know.
No, it's not like 20 years of continuity like One Piece has got there.
You don't know that yet. You don't know.
This was my first time watching more than one episode of it. And I liked it.
Good.
It's a very easy watch, as you say. You could watch a lot of the episodes in one go. So unlike a lot of the Shonen Jump adaptations, because they're doing them in chunks, it feels a lot more consistent. And also because it's got Production IG as the animation production as well. It feels a nice consistent show. I think the downside of that is I never came out of an episode thinking, wow, that episode was much better than any of the other episodes. I need to find out who worked on that episode. I think there's like a couple of scenes where I sort of may have had that inclination. I think the first time...
He jumps.
I'm thinking of when they're having their first practice match against the other school, and they bring on the guy who was Kageyama's...
Seijo School, I think it is, and they've got another name as well, but he's called Aikawa, I think.
Yes, so when he does his first shot and the animation style changes, they use that again for Asahi later on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they don't do it often, but when it does, it hits hard.
Yeah. Which is good. It is, for this type of show, it is remarkably a high standard across the board.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it's really funny as well.
Even on a second watch, it's pretty funny, which is a good sign.
I think part of it is because it's a lot of physical humour. Yeah. Just sort of some even just like funny drawings or a funny shot.
Tanaka's face getting annoyed at something.
Yeah, there's a bit where, I can't remember which bit, there's the teacher who's assigned to them. I think he's standing behind somebody. He's just like poking out the sides looking really
all right, okay. Takechan, is he called?
Takeda,
yeah. That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, he does a lot of things in the background, that are, like little thumbs up and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I didn't pick up on the first time I watched it, but you do on a second try.
Yeah, and there's often like occasional like funny stuff just happening, as you say, in the corner or the side of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just seeing somebody's reaction, but not the full reaction, just like a limb might suddenly stick out from the side of the screen, particularly Tanaka, the one with the shaven head. Who's
Oh, he's a fantastic character.
He is. Yeah.
He's one of the great ones.
Yeah, so like it a lot. You can watch it on Crunchyroll.
Which you should. I think people would be surprised, because I've recommended it to a lot of people. And I'd message them in the morning, then in the afternoon they'd be like, I'm 8 episodes in. Oh, so you're liking it then. So I think it's a good one to pick up. If you're not sure, just give it a try.
And it's a good one to pick half a season of, because it wraps up nicely on the 13th episode for half a season. And then you're like, oh, there's 13 more of this season. So,
which I didn't know it would do that so well, because obviously when I watched it, I watched it in a fell swoop, so I didn't pick up on like the breaks in story arc as obvious as, 13 episodes, but it does work well.
Yeah.
So I was pleased we reached that spot.
I thought it was a great bit of planning from you, Anthony. You should have just claimed that it was all carefully thought out there.
Maybe it was, but it definitely wasn't. I think it's a good opening 13 episodes.
Yeah.
I need to watch more. We both do, which I'm sure we will.
I'm sure we will.
Characters. We need to talk about the characters.
Talk about the characters, yes. So you've got the two main characters, Hinata and Kageyama. Hinata's the small red-haired kid who, if you've just saw promotional art for, he's the character you'll associate with it.
Yeah.
Because he's designed to be the character you associate with the show. Where everyone else...
I don't think it's as big of a... Obviously, he's the main character, but Kageyama is very much a main character as well.
Oh, he is, but visually,
which I didn't pick up on initially.
Yeah.
But he's obviously the main eye catch, I suppose, for the show.
Talking of the eye catches, they're also very good.
Oh, they are good. They are good.
They all tend to be the various characters trying to throw a volleyball to hit a bottle of water the other side of the net.
And every character has a try.
Yes.
Even the manager of the team. It's good. It's fun.
A character who barely talks throughout these 13 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that some of these characters get fleshed out as the series goes along.
Oh, yeah.
So you got Hinata and Kageyama. Hinata's this short guy, but he's really fast. He can jump really high for his height. And he wants to be an ace. He wants to be an ace of a team.
Or because of Little Giant.
Yes.
He saw on TV as a kid.
Yeah, who was this short player for the same school that he's now at. Whereas Kageyama was this guy who, in middle school, wanted to be in charge, was very bossy, expected everyone to live up to his own high standards, and wasn't really part of the team, to the point where they ostracised him in the team and would deliberately not pick up his tosses.
Yeah. And he believes that if you're not essential to winning, then you're out. He doesn't need you in his life. At least that's what he believes initially.
Yes. I think you could almost still believe it by the end of those things.
Oh, yeah. Episodes. Yeah, he's still just, not Mr. Nice Guy.
He's just more convinced that people are, and that he's not the be-all and end-all of a team. And so, yeah, the first few episodes involves them two forming a partnership, begin to understand each other, and learning how to play to each other's strengths. Yeah. And so they're kind of almost like one whole person.
Yeah, somebody describes them later on as like the Oni and the club.
Mm-hmm. So, but eventually they'll turn into two Oni.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it is their friendship and sort of how they react to the other couple of first years. Well, one first year in particular, and then the older students at the high school. Anything else you want to add about them too?
No, not really.
As a Kageyama seems to want, he's the more he goes through a more emotional arc, I'd say, than Hinata. Hinata still has his is more like an internal
Because he's not particularly skilled in the same way as other people.
Yeah.
Hinata, but he's, as you mentioned, he's got the agility and speed. But he's lacking elsewhere, whereas...
Yeah, Kageyama's got the problem.
Kageyama's lacking experience.
Well, he's also pissed off everybody at his previous school.
Yeah.
And they're all now at this other school.
And they're shocked to see him, like, thank someone or you know, say, don't mind, as they like to say. Don't mind, don't mind. And they make a mistake.
Yes. But then he then goes and annoys a guy who's artificially nice.
Which one?
The guy you mentioned before, the one who comes on right at the end of that match.
Oh, yeah. Because he's... Tobio's the king. Oh, what's his name? He's got, like, is it the emperor?
He hasn't got a nickname until Hinata gives him one. Because he's...
Oh,
shocked.
What does he call him?
I can't remember. It's like...
There is a nickname, though. Yeah. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. I can't remember what it is. It's an episode title, so let me just see what the episode titles are called.
I've got them all. I think it's episode 7...
The Great King.
Yeah, he's the great one. Mm. And when he first shows up, at least when they're after that match, the way he treats Hinata, I was kind of like, oh, this is like Hisoka and Gon from Hunter x Hunter. He's got this weird, like, creepy, I don't know, but it doesn't really continue yet for a while, but he'll be back.
Yeah,
he's a fun character.
Yeah, all the people who we're meeting seems to be setting up for them to come back. The two teams are in this 13 episodes. It's like, clearly one is more antagonistic than the other.
And the other teams really do shine as well. I love the whole interactions when they first meet the other teams and, like, after the match, how they communicate and stuff. Oh, it's good, such good fun. It's really good.
Then we've got Sawamura. He's the captain, isn't he?
Is that Daichi?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his... Yeah. He doesn't really... He obviously does things, but he's not as much of a personality as the others.
He seems to be there to be a good influence on everybody.
Everyone's quite scared of him. Like, obviously they admire him, like all the third years as well. But yeah.
Well, there's one character who's scared of him and scared of a lot of things. Which is, well, in fact, he says, yes, he's... No, I think it's only Asar he's scared of him. And he's the one who he deliberately scares.
Is he the one who turns up with the glasses guy?
No, Asahi's the guy they want to come back into the team.
Oh, yes, yeah, of course. Sorry.
The one,
course,
their ace, who's scared of everything.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, overly nice, which is why the captain bullies him and the other people.
But he gets results by doing so.
Then we've got Sugawara, who's the setter Kageyama replaces. And in these 13 episodes, he gets
a sad story.
Yeah, a bit of drama. But, I mean, he knows his place in the team.
Yeah, he does. Because Kageyama comes along and he's kind of better in many ways, or at least he works better with Hinata at this point that we're aware of. And he just accepts it for the better of the team, you know, for the... And I didn't pick up on that as much on a first watch, which is a bit daft, really, because it's a big part of that opening 13 chunk. But he's such a sweet character.
Yes, and we see him making tactical notes in bed at one point, so I assume that will come up at a later date.
Yeah, he's a smart player.
Then we got
I would be well pissed off if I was in that bedroom and he had a telephone light. There's nothing worse than somebody on a telephone in the dark. It's so bright.
Then we've got the other two first years. Tsukishima? Yeah, Tsukishima.
Oh, he's the biggest... I still hate him. I really, really hate that character.
I assume he's going to get some backstory explaining why he's such an arsehole.
I'm trying to think. There is things, but I can't remember which character or what interactions he has later on. But there is something, but it's not. He is just the biggest dick.
Yeah.
He's awful. I hate him so much.
He is really unpleasant. Has to be constantly reminded that they're all on the same team, so maybe don't pick on people quite so much. And there's Yamaguchi, who kind of doesn't really do much in these 30 episodes. He gets there's a moment where he sees the when they're playing against the neighborhood business team or whatever they're called,
the association.
Yeah, the neighborhood association team. Yeah. That he seems enamored with the serve that one of them does.
Oh, the floaty one. Is that the floaty serve?
Yeah. So I assume at some point he's going to try and learn how to do that.
Because at the moment, I don't even know why he's on the team. I don't know why he's there. But perhaps he can play. In fact, you see him playing and he's not very good.
No. But he's Tsukishima's mate.
God, who would want to be Tsukishima's friend? He's not even particularly nice to him. Wears headphones, he wears his glasses while he plays. I don't know how he manages that. I don't know how those don't jump off his face when he's jumping up.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have the athletic glasses on, does he?
No.
Maybe he's just got really big ears.
Possibly.
Then you got Tanaka,
oh.
who we discussed. Is shaven-headed. He's kind of a loudmouth
thug, kind of tough guy.
Yes,
but his heart is in the right place, and that place is in love with the what's she called again?
Shimizu.
Yeah,
the team manager who barely says anything.
No, and he even says like he likes it best. He didn't even mind being ignored by her.
Yes.
Because
the is it Nekoma team who they play in the last arc of these 13 episodes? The guy, his equivalent on the opposite team, is also smitten with her. Also jealous that they've got a female manager because they don't have one.
Mm.
And he also,
I love that. I love when they first meet each other and that they're just the same.
Yes.
But one's got like a blonde mohawk.
Yes. I was going to see when the Disastrous Life of Psyche K started, because there's a guy in that with exactly the same haircut. And I think they started in the same year as Haikyuu, so I'm just wondering which one started first.
Because it's not just a shaven head, it's very particular with the...
Yeah, it's a shaven head and then like a bleached blonde, short...
Good style.
Yeah, so Psyche Kuso started May 2012... And Haikyuu started February 2012, so it got in with the haircut first. Well, no, maybe it didn't, because that would have been much further down. So they may have introduced the haircut in the same month. Who knows?
I hope it caught on in Japan. I would love to think that suddenly people were getting it done.
The guy with the haircut in Psyche K is even stupider than the guy in this, though. And I was because I'm so enamored with that show, I was like trying to make sure. I was like, no, it's not the same character. He doesn't have a mustache.
What's that about?
Disastrous Life of Psyche K is about a kid with psychic powers and his friends and various comedy shenanigans that his friends and his psychic powers get into.
Okay. Oh, I can see the guy.
Yeah.
You can see the guy. Oh, the one from Haikyuu is better than him. Well, I don't know what he's like as a character, but...
Imagine an even stupider version of Okuyasu from JoJo's Part 4.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
He basically, because he's one of the two people whose psychic telepathy does not work on, because he's too stupid for telepathy to work on.
That's a very interesting looking show, actually. Like, all the designs are super, like, weird. Like, I don't know, so over the top. I don't know if I like it.
It's very over the top, and unfortunately, the Funimation subtitles are terribly typeset. So when there's lots of cross-talking, it's really hard to follow.
Don't speak super quick, do they, by any chance?
They don't speak super quick, but often there's lots of people talking at once, because there might be somebody talking, and then you might also have psyches...
In a mind
about,
speech,
yeah, speak,
thing?
Talk, comment, doing running commentary on what somebody else is saying.
Ah, so you get lost pretty quick.
Yeah, and one episode they even managed to put subtitles over the top of other subtitles.
Ooh, the cardinal sin.
Yeah, it's like if it was like Crunchyroll and you could do, and they did soft subtitles with different colours, it wouldn't be so bad, because you could just like pick one character's dialogue and follow that.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it's all in white, it just occasionally, when there's so much text, There's one episode where he's playing video games, and so you've got the text of his thoughts, you've got the dialogue from the video games, and then you've also got the translation of the menus of the video games all on the screen.
And that's all in white.
Yeah, all in white. So your brain's got to go, okay, which bit am I supposed to be looking at? Which bit is related to which bit? And by which time, it's the next line. It's like, oh, come off it, Funimation. And it's not one of the ones they've put on Crunchyroll yet, so... Hopefully, eventually.
Oh, so that's official subs as well.
That's official Funimation
subs. Oh, what? Yeah. That's right. It's even worse. That's like.
Hopefully, if it ever makes it to Crunchyroll as part of the new deal, it will get rejigged so the subtitles look nice.
Yeah.
Because it's a shame, because it's one of my favourite shows of last year. Anyway, back to this show.
Yeah.
Brief talk about haircuts. talking of haircuts, Tanaka. Though, Tanaka's best mate, Nishinoya.
Also, he's a great character, isn't he?
Yes, Hinata is pleased to meet him because he's even shorter than he is.
Especially when he's been in the bath.
Yes. So you think there's a child in this building they're staying in, and it turns out to be him just with wet hair. And hey, what position does he play?
Is it libero or libero? I don't know whether it's like a really hard Italian kind of sound, but libero, which is like a defender, effectively. A receiver. They receive.
Yes.
Libero.
Yeah, because that's a big part of these 13 episodes is like they're quite good as a team, but they're not very good at receiving. That's their weak point.
But he's fantastic. Like, yeah. I don't even... like. They're still comment... I mean, yeah, the rest of the team aren't great, but he's... what's he call himself? Oh, what do they call him again?
The guardian god.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the school, yes. So he's guardian deity, yeah.
That's the one.
So they're like, we'll be fine when he gets back, but he doesn't want to come back unless this other player, Asahi, comes back as well.
I love when things do that, when they like allude to a character, and then you think, what's this character going to look like? That's one of my big things I enjoy.
An adult is what he looks like.
What? Who, Asahi?
Yeah, Asahi.
No, Asahi is, yeah. He is, yeah. I feel like he's been kept back a few years at school. Not that he's particularly stupid. I don't think he's stupid at all, is he?
But there's always somebody when you're in your final year of school who suddenly looks like he's in his early 30s.
True. He's got facial hair. And he's huge.
But yeah, he's not as tall as Tsukishima, but they do a good job of his body language making him look more of an adult than Tsukishima does.
Yeah, he stands, it's just his stance and everything, but yeah.
But he was
but
the
not
ace.
As great.
Yeah, so his story is he was the ace, but then he had one really bad match, and then he gave up. And of course, it sounds like this was like, many moons ago. I think it's 5 weeks ago. In the course.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's 3 weeks.
I think it's 5 weeks because when it happened, Nishinoya broke that vase.
Yeah.
Which he was suspended for a week, and then he was banned from club activities for a month.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. So I think it's kind of these like things which are really petty and from the viewpoint of an adult. But obviously, when you're in school, that's... seems like much more of a lifetime.
Yeah. I expected Nishinoya to be more of a thug because I'm sure they build him up as like a delinquent. I'm sure they reference. He's not that bad, really.
I think it's just because he broke the vase and he broke the broom.
Oh yeah, because we see the broom earlier on.
Yeah.
And we don't know what happened. And that was a legit accident.
Yeah.
The broom, especially. Well, so was the vase. But yeah, he refuses to play unless he... And Noya refuses to play unless Asahi... Like, he'll come and train with them, but he won't play as like a on the team as such until they get their ace back.
Yeah, and also he's a character who behaves... He seemingly wants to be a character in a manga because the reason he's at this school is because he likes the girls' uniforms... And they get to dress in black school. The boys get to dress in black school uniforms,
which is a good. I mean, I love. If I was going to a Japanese school, I would want to wear one of those black jacket things because they're pretty good. Even shout, and he shouts out his attack as well, or his ability, Rolling Thunder.
Yeah,
which I totally forgot he did. And it's pretty funny.
And then there's a bunch of guys who quit the team and then came back. They quit the team is because the old coach came out of retirement and he was like a Spartan trainer. And when they hear this, is that the Hinata and Kageyama are like, oh, yeah, we want to be trained like that. Which is a type of training which is out of fashion now in Japanese schools. I think partly because there was people dying from being trained.
Really?
Things, yeah.
Oh, wow. Intense.
So, yeah, that was when they get suddenly excited and, like, the older students have got, like, come off it, kids. We went through it. You don't want to have that happen to you. So instead, they get that guy's grandson.
Grandson.
After much pestering and tricking by the teacher who's been put in charge and who knows nothing about volleyball.
No.
Unless that's a trick, because he does look, look like the
little giant.
Little giant.
I thought that as well. And I was thinking, nah, shoot, they're like, because he's reading about volleyball. But then again, little giant may just be good as an ace. He might not understand what other roles do.
I suspect it's an early red herring.
Because I still don't know who the little giant is.
Yeah, but see, the problem is now it's clear that Ukai, the new coach, does know who he is.
Yeah,
remembers him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I assume either he'll show up very late in the game, or he'll just be this mythological being for Hinata to aim at.
Would bug me. That would annoy me.
Because he only ever saw him once.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Any other characters to talk about?
Obviously, the other team.
Yeah.
Other teams have plenty of good characters. All their own kind of thing. Trying to think. I'm sure there's more.
Well, yeah, there's only really two guys on the first team they go up against, which is the...
Turnip kid.
Yeah, the turnip-haired guy. That's how Hinata remembers him, because he remembers his silhouette. And the
Aikawa guy.
Yeah. Then you've got the Neighbourhood Association, who don't really have strong personalities, but I was surprised they still show up in the... They turn up to the next match to watch.
Yeah, they're in the crowd, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I assume there'll be characters going forward as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's a lot more characters in the Nekoma team.
Yeah.
Their coach. Yeah.
Kenma.
Yeah.
There's plenty to go around.
Yeah, so there's the coach, who's an old friend of Ukai's grandfather. There's Kenma's the guy who's good at volleyball but not excited by volleyball.
He's never particularly liked it.
No.
But his friend, Zakuro, the guy with like the funky hairstyle.
Yes.
Well, I say funky hairstyle. It's pretty standard in this setting. But they're buddies. But yeah, Kenma's a weird one. He's got like cat eyes. That's their thing. Like they're the what do they call it? Like the battle of the garbage dump.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the crows versus the cats.
That's the one. Karasuno, which is obviously the main school against Nekoma. A long rivalry. They've never played in an official match, though. They've only ever done it in practices, like practice games. And they've never won. Karasuno, that is.
Yeah, and so Inuoka, he becomes Hinata's personal rival when Kenma gets him to mark him. And they have their own, have very similar personalities, it turns out, in that they talk in sound effects.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't think he comes back. I feel like he must do, but I feel like he is one of the more forgettable characters that actually gets something to do. I think he's number seven now. I think I only remember him as number seven.
And they've got a strong libero as well.
He doesn't really... I can't remember what he's called, but Nishinoya, like, he praises him at the end of the series and...
Yeah, and
nice
yeah.
moment.
So I feel like he's just staring at me. So don't look at him. yes, and it's, as I say, Yamamoto, who's Tanaka's double with the haircut we've already discussed at length.
So there's some great. I think that's why I like the show so much. The characters are good. I think that really makes it a decent show for me. They're so likable, except the guy with the glasses who I hate. And I really, really hate him. Like, even on the other teams, like, where you're not particularly meant to like a character, like Aikawa, he's kind of like the a bit of an antagonist. He's a bit of a dick. But he's way more likable than that Suki guy. Hate him. But yeah, it's fun. How do you feel? Do you get a goosebump when Hanata jumps into the air? When is that moment where he leap across the court and leap into the air?
No.
No, I do every time. And the sound of when someone, like the ace hits the ball as well, it's a fantastic sound.
Yeah, I think I noticed it on the Anime News Network listing. It has like three people listed as action animation directors. One of which is the director himself.
Yeah.
I think that does show in that it does feel like they've properly studied how people move in a volleyball game. It never feels like they're phoning in the sport part of the show.
Right. Yeah. Because it could be over the top. But it's not that over the top, really.
No,
I mean, I've never
not,
watched a game of volleyball. Perhaps, I don't know. It's a weird sport because it's not the most exciting sport for me personally. But they certainly managed to make it. Even the practice games, I think they're super exciting. And to think that they'll drag a game over two episodes, and it doesn't really feel like two episodes.
I was going to say,
nice flow.
Dragging a game
nice
over
flow.
Two episodes seems quite short for a sports anime, to be honest.
Well, yeah, perhaps. I'm used to ping pong, so...
I mean, it's no Yuri on Ice, but two episodes is still pretty quick for this sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah. I need to finish Yuri on Ice. A few episodes left in other news.
Mm. So had you seen any other big Shonen Jump sports anime? I made a list of the ones...
Oh,
Captain Tsubasa.
Is that the tennis one?
That's the football one, which has returned multiple times since the 80s.
No, I've not.
Slam Dunk.
I've seen clips, and it's something that I feel I would like.
Yeah, I think you can still watch it if you're in America on Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll, yeah. Because I've been tempted to start, and I've thought, oh, but there's Haikyuu. I'm still a little bit behind on Haikyuu. So there's always Haikyuu to watch, I feel.
That is true. It's quicker to catch up with Haikyuu than watch all of Slam Dunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here's one which I want to see and I've never had a chance to. Midori no Makibao, which is about horse racing.
Is it fun horse racing or boring horse racing?
The main character is the horse. Or rather, a mule who takes part in horse racing.
So it's fun horse racing.
It's fun horse racing.
It sounds fun. I've definitely not seen that.
Hikaru no Go. That's technically sports, even though it's a board game.
Nope.
No, I've seen I saw a good chunk of that. It was very popular in the early 2000s. I couldn't see it myself. Whistle. I've not seen it. That's the thing which is weirdly getting a... They're taking the old early 2000s series and giving it a new dub. The Japanese.
Oh, yeah. I remember you got
mentioned it in the quiz, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, well, it might be really good, though. So it might justify.
Possibly. Maybe if it does well enough, they'll animate more of it, maybe. Maybe that's the plan. Prince of Tennis.
Never seen, but I get fond memories of going to cons back in the day and seeing Prince of Tennis cosplay.
It was the easy cosplay of the day. Just wear your tennis kit. Bang. You're doing cosplay. I saw a few episodes of that. It's one of these ones where it's the genius sportsman rather than the guy who's going to try hard.
Okay, yeah.
Slam Dunk is more... In fact, the main character does not understand basketball at all at the start of the show. So that's more like, you've got to persevere and sweat to...
be good.
Whereas this feels like a bit of both in Haikyuu, so you've got a genius and you've got somebody who literally has to push himself to the limit in order to perform. Ice Shield 21...
Oh, I need to watch that. Oh, I need to do something.
You need
with
to
that.
Read it.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah, watching this is like, as much as I like Haikyuu, I much prefer the manga of Ice Shield 21. And watching Haikyuu just made me wish that the anime adaptation was so much better. I mean, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I think if you haven't read the comic, you could probably get away watching the anime. But if you have read the comic, you're going to be let down by the anime.
Ah.
Oh. I'll say the big other big one alongside Haikyuu is Kuroko's Basketball, which I've never seen a minute of.
No, same.
And then there's a couple of light things as I was going through the list, because I was doing it like chronologically, and then I was like, oh yeah, there's Ring ni Kakero, which
What's
is
that?
A late 70s manga, but it only got like a TV series in the mid-2000s. It's a boxing.
What sport? Oh, boxing. Ah, see, I'm always... intrigued by boxing. I'm not a big boxing fan, but you know, Ippo's pretty good.
And then I was like, oh, it just about qualifies as sports. They probably not. Kaneki Man.
I'll give it that. Why the heck not?
I mean, you know? Yeah, they have the Chojin Olympics. If it says Olympics, it must be a sport.
Can you read Ice Shield 21 on Comixology or anything?
Good question. I don't know.
I've got it up. It was a rhetorical question. Well, it wasn't because I didn't know the answer. No, you can't.
At least not in the UK.
At least not in the UK. Yeah, Haikyuu's great. It's great. I'm pleased you liked it because... Well, I'm not shocked as such because it's a good show. So I'd be shocked if you didn't like it. I think more so.
Do you prefer an individual sports anime or a team sports anime, having watched Yuri on Ice recently?
I'm going to say team because the big sell for Haikyuu for me is the rest of the team, like all the other characters where... Then again, there's lots of interesting characters in Yuri on Ice as well, so it's tough. It's a tough decision. I suppose an individual sport can give more character development, maybe.
Yeah, I think often Yuri on Ice is almost like an exception. It's quite often in the individual sports animes, like once that individual is defeated, you're probably not going to see them again. Whereas obviously Yuri on Ice has got the ice skating situation where they're trying to accrue a number of victories across multiple competitions, so you can bring those characters back multiple
which
times.
Works well, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to like those characters.
But yeah, I think I'm with you. Between this and Ice Shield 21, I do like having like the big team of various weirdos.
Usual suspects.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish I wish those three who are sort of sitting in the background all the time, who quit and came back. I wish they were a little bit more interesting than they are in these 13 episodes. But maybe they'll get some shine later on.
Well, I seem to think they do. Like, spoilers, but this is only the tip of the iceberg, and I put this in the notes. Like, I find this super exciting to watch, even the practice games, and there's no crowd. No. Imagine when they get to the crowd places, like tournaments and stuff. It's super exciting. And it's super fun. Like, even rewatching these matches, which I know how they turn out, because they're not that obvious. Like, spoilers, but the team doesn't always win, which I think is good.
I assume it's not as bleak as the end of the first Buzzer Beater anime and manga. Well, definitely the manga. I can't think it's the first season of Buzzer Beater as well, which is about space basketball.
Oh,
where basically basketball's now being dominated by aliens who are much better at doing basketball than humans.
Mm-hmm.
But then this human decides, oh, I'm going to show them that where basketball comes from, humans can still thrive in the basketball arena. And then at the end of the episode, the moral of the story is
they can't.
The one guy who thrives is half alien. Oh. So it's basically like, Yeah, there is a degree of genetics involved in being good at sport. And yeah, I mean, you can enjoy the sport, you can take part, but you're not going to be the best unless there's a degree of genetic ability in you.
Well, I'll not spoil season one of Haikyuu. Obviously, I know what happens, but...
I assume that's not the moral.
Well, where will the alien team show up?
I just saw a description of the one of the characters is obsessed with aliens, so...
In what? In Haikyuu?
Yeah. The Toro Aikawa, the captain of the Josai High School.
He's obsessed with aliens.
Apparently, the rest of the club frequently being exasperated by his antics, flirting, and alien trivia.
That's not something I picked up on.
Well, maybe Wikipedia's lying to me.
Or maybe it's more in the manga.
Could be,
more,
yes.
More alien fond, I don't know, but... yeah. But yeah, wait till they get to the big arenas and stuff. It's super fun.
Oh, it could be wrong, because I noticed the actual Haikyuu Wikia has got a note saying, because of excessive vandalism on this page. So possibly somebody's trying to make out that he's into aliens.
I see. Yeah, he's an interesting character, I think, because he's... Everybody loves him. The girls love him. And he's aware of that. He is very aware. And he loves it. He loves it. Ah, there's some great characters that show up, though, like further through the series. So I'm pleased it's a show that keeps on giving those great characters, as expected, you know. But, yeah, super fun. Super exciting. Super exciting. Would you join a school to be on a specific team? Because they don't really study.
No, it's a weird question, obviously, because that was not how schools worked when I was picking, when I went to secondary school.
No, exactly. I mean, there is spoilers, but there's an episode, I think, in the second half of this series where they have to pass a test to be able to compete in a match. So that they do brush on the school side ever so slightly. But, yeah, I would never join a school to be on a specific team of anything. Or to play a sport. I would never, like, I know it's like an American thing, like they'll join a sports team in a school because it's like they want to get into that team or that school for that particular sport. But is that a UK thing? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a sporty person, so maybe I've overlooked it all my life, but I can't imagine it.
Apparently it's some sort of meme, the alien thing is with him.
Ah, okay.
Apparently his alleged love of aliens comes from a panel in chapter 67. Where he's wearing a t-shirt with an alien on it.
Oh my gosh. He's obsessed with them then. But that's a fair observation, very precise observation. But yeah.
Yes, it's a fandom. I think it's
a
fandom created thing. Have you been deeper into the fandom than I have? You've cosplayed.
I have actually. There was when I was looking at, I think after I'd wore the costume, a few people we grouped with, I befriended them on Facebook, and they posted a few things. It was like, they do like art books and stuff for Haikyuu, because obviously it's pretty popular. And there's a one where they do like they wear D&D costumes, so the characters are like wizards and stuff like that. And I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. But it's just like a one-off, I think, spread in an art book that they did. So there's a lot of, those characters are pretty damn popular. Especially amongst the female audience, I'd say more so than the males, but which is understandable. But it's a great show. Great show.
Apparently they have video games on the 3DS.
I know one of the characters, is it Hanata? I think he's in that jump, Shonen Jump game.
Oh, Shoyo is in, yeah, he's in.
Shoyo, yeah.
He's in the Versus. I haven't got to him yet. I've got that game now.
Ah, oh, well. And also be careful what you search on Google with this show if you're wanting character references. Because, people ship. Use the word ship. Nishinoya and Asahi is a very common and well-loved pairing, I think. So be careful what you Google.
Unless that's what you're looking for.
And that, well, exactly. You, and you'll be very happy with the results.
I don't think you have to be that as careful anymore. I think Google's better at filtering filth out of searches.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Even with safe search off, I think you've got to specifically put an explicit thing into the search for it to show up.
If you search Nishinoya, the suggested result is Nishinoya X Asahi. X Reader? Who's Reader? Is that like us as the reader?
I was going to say, it's not for me. Yes, probably, yes.
Oh, yeah, Babs, it's just my Google trying to be smart. It knows.
That's fourth down for me. It's not the first thing.
Well, I did a lot of research. Not that... Like, I did a lot of... Trying to find...
Furiously research.
But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff online. But that's fine. That's fine. I'm not mocking it.
Yeah, see, I'm searching just him and everything's fine. Nothing untoward here. Nothing dirty. Even with safe search off. Like I say, I think Google's a bit better at not just assuming you're a pervert on everything you're searching for.
I love Nishinoya's hair. I'm just looking at pictures of him now on Google. Such a cool hairstyle.
A lot of product.
Hell of a lot. Hard to maintain. But I'm worried where the series is going to go, because even 13 episodes in, they're like, yeah, us third years, we want to have like a last push at winning. Like, how long are these guys going to last for? I'm worried about when they leave, because they will leave school.
Yep. Or will they go? And then, the choice in then is normally, they'll join some sort of national schools team that we've had.
Oh, yeah, then they're like, Daichi and Tanaka will all go to a pro team, and then Hinata will get to that age, and then they'll play against their team. That's what'll happen, I hope.
Or the comic will come to an end.
Oh, don't say that. Well, by all means, say it. It's 24 volumes, I think, so that's quite a fair amount of content to be working through.
I'm going to say, Shonen Jump editor is the person who should be saying, don't say that. Don't come to an end.
Actually, I found some more like interesting art here from an art book. It's like where they're all ninjas. I was like, oh, that's such a cool idea. Like Nishinoya is like a little ninja, and Asahi's like a samurai. So yeah, if you go on Tumblr, there's lots of interesting.
So is that like official art? Is it like the? Do they sometimes like have the color spreads in Shonen Jump like One Piece does, where he draws them in different?
Right, that's a good question. I'm not too sure. I think these are literally from... actually, some of these are probably fan art. They've got to be, but they're really good. They're really good.
Roy, anything else to add, apart from recommending it?
Not really. I enjoy rewatching it, I think, which is a very, very good sign. Because I tend not to rewatch stuff if I can help it. So it was interesting to go back, and it's messed with my mental timeline of the show massively now. I can't remember, you know, I think I'm halfway through season two, or I finished, no, yeah. I don't know, I can't remember where I'm up to, but this has just messed with my memory of which is what and who's who, and oh, gosh.
So I think it is licensed for... physical release eventually, but I don't think Sentai Filmworks have it, and I don't think it's out. Yeah, so you have to watch it on Crunchyroll. But obviously, Viz do the manga. You can buy loads of merchandise for it.
Oh, God, yeah.
You can buy loads of cosplay for it.
Yep. And it's easy to cosplay. You can go into any like Chinese site, I would say, like Taobao and all that kind of stuff, and just buy the jersey.
Dodgy unofficial jersey.
Well, yeah. The hard part a lot of the time is the wigs. I mean, I've seen an interesting Tanaka cosplayer actually, where it's, I think they've used rubber, like a rubber skull cap, and painted on the like the dark of the hair, and it looks really good.
Oh, you could just shave your head.
You could. But that's risky business. But it doesn't even have that shaved head look because it's so smooth and sleek. I think wearing a like one of those bald caps is a good way of doing it and painting it. But yeah.
Or shave your head and paint your head.
Yeah, yeah, that could work as well.
So that wraps up Dynamite in the Brain for another week. If you liked it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast, or your podcast aggregator of choice. Next week on the show, Top 10 Anime of 2007. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.